This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Delegates from nearly 200 countries gathered today at the United Nations for the regular five-year checkup on the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. This year's review conference provided a stage for a showdown between Iran and the U.S. Iran's president arrived today, offering what he called fair proposals to fix the faltering treaty and to stop what he called the bullying of nuclear powers. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the Obama administration tried to keep Iran from dominating the meeting.
Most countries sent their foreign ministers to the NPT conference, but Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad decided to come. So as a head of state, he got special mention and an early speaking time. That meant he could make his case before the United States, which is seeking to turn up the heat on Iran over its suspect nuclear program. Speaking through an interpreter, Ahmadinejad said it's time for an end to the age of arrogance and bullying by the U.S. and other major nuclear powers.
The possession of nuclear bombs is not a source of pride. Its possession is disgusting and shameful. And even more shameful is the threat to use such weapons.
Clearly referring to the U.S., the Iranian leader said that countries that threaten to use nuclear bombs should be barred from the governing board of the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog, and he called for a timetable for nuclear disarmament. Ahmadinejad insisted that his motto is nuclear power for all, nuclear weapons for no one, and through an interpreter, he called on the U.S. to join him.
I invite Mr. Obama, the respectful President of the United States, to join this humane movement if he is still committed to his motto of change.
U.S. and European diplomats walked out during the speech because of what the White House said were a series of wild accusations made by the Iranian leader. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is urging delegates to the conference not to let Iran change the story.
As you all heard this morning, Iran will do whatever it can to divert attention away from its own record and to attempt to evade accountability. Ultimately, however, we will all be judged. Not for our words, but for our actions. And we will all be measured, not by how assertively we claim our rights, but by how faithfully we uphold our responsibilities.
She's been arguing that the U.S. has kept up its end of the bargain of the NPT, agreeing to a new disarmament treaty with Russia and helping other countries with civilian nuclear programs. She also promised a new level of transparency, saying the U.S. will make public the number of nuclear weapons it has and how many have been dismantled.
So for those who doubt that the United States will do its part on disarmament, this is our record, these are our commitments, and they send a clear, unmistakable signal.
Iran, she said, was the only country in the room that is not in compliance with its obligations to the UN's nuclear watchdog. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency today called for more cooperation from Iran. The UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, also urged Iran to accept a confidence-building measure under which it would send the bulk of its low-enriched uranium abroad in return for fuel for a medical research reactor.
Let us be clear. The onus is on Iran to clarify the doubts and concerns about its program.
Iran initially agreed to the plan at a meeting in Geneva last year, but later it demanded changes, which the U.S. and its allies found unacceptable. President Ahmadinejad said, as far as he's concerned, the ball is no longer in his court. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.